I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me in the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, what is the next part? I'll make it all day.
Certified lover boy making my name.
Sucking on your nipples and making myself nut.
Sucking on my own nipple and I snut from the front. Come to my house and have some lunch. 34 years old, freestyling like a G.
Like a cunt.
Oh, Eric. Depending on the country, the British that's style. Horrible.
Wow.
All right.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Wow. La, 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 wait till we talk about aviation. Yay. Okay.
All right, that's the second intro. How about we do? Let's do a couple more, right?
Yeah, we should just keep this going.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Well, that one's not got lyrics, does it? It's the heart of aviation.
That's more of just a melody.
Nate, where's your intro, man?
I'm literally just trying to think of a good like song to just pop off on.
Oh, right. It should be related to flying.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of one.
Fly, gotta stay fly.
Right.
I'm talking about that on Joy Tactics.
Oh, Jack, you know what really made me laugh? What's the Mac Miller song that we love so much? The Spins.
What's this?
This song. This song. You remember listening to this when we were trying to come up with summer 2021? There's when we did all those pictures for Maddie Secret this weekend. Every time they're taking pictures of you, they have like a iPad playing music. And one of the songs, I was like watching Kate Berlant get her picture taken, and they're blasting that song so loud.
That
and
is
it just
so
is like
beautiful.
Funny to be like, damn, the Spins is hitting, and I'm serving.
Damn, what were they playing during your?
They kept it silent. No, I did hear Queens of the Stone Age. I did hear Queens of the Stone Age. I was like, Queens of the Stone Age, only please.
Dude, I could fucking pose to that thing.
Dude.
Oh,
imagine
you
know the lead singer of the Queens of the Stone Age and you are getting veneers in and the doctor goes, you want to hear some music while this is going down? Your own song fucking comes on while your nubs are getting shaved off. My life is incredible.
Oh,
do you guys know this band? This band called AJR.
Yeah. I know all bands.
AJR?
Jesus, do you know that?
No, what do you want me to think about
that? I never heard that.
That's what I was asking them to play for me. I was like, can you put on World's Smallest Violin by AJR and let me fucking kick it?
How is your posing, though, at the red carpet, Eric? Do you have your poses down?
Of course I have them down, man. It doesn't take much. It is so funny doing, I mean, I've had two experiences in my whole life doing this in the last 3 weeks. One for the paper and for this, and it's like you just can tell they don't give a fuck. It's like if you're not the two names that they care about in the thing.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, good to see you. How was it working on this thing, man?
Why do they have so many photographers? Like, why can't they all just like share one? Like, don't you think it'd be easier if they had one person, one camera, right, and then they just sent it to all the outlets, you know? Like, why do they have to
so
you would
there's
think
like
that it would just
50 people
they
taking
could consolidate it, you know?
It's all about getting the fucking macro shot, because the people who are running the event, they want people to see that there's photographers there, so they're hiring photographers with fake fucking cameras that just put people holding flashes going, oh my god. Look at how crazy the red carpet was. See what I'm saying? So who's
Dude,
actually
I think it's I think this ecosystem is being held up by basically rubber bands and string, because it's like I can't imagine. Maybe in like the 90s, in the 80s, this was like people were really like going to the grocery store, getting the tabloid and like looking at, damn, who was it? Who was where? But this is like.
You know what looks like? Guess what? A red carpet that, real quick, just that the that feels like it did in the 90s is the one for Cannes.
Oh, that's where, you mean when they're doing Stav?
Like when they're just like, I don't know.
That was
just,
Venice Film Festival.
It feels like there's all the, just like the red carpet there feels like a red carpet. You know?
It's legit.
It feels legit. It feels like there's like tons of people and like all these, and everyone's like stoked and about the movies and the people that are there.
How badly do you guys want to be getting out of a gondola in Venice for a film festival?
Just in general,
getting out of
just
a gondola trying not to show the chub
because your girl's been sitting on the lap. Oops.
No, just because the way the water moves,
the motion of the ocean.
Here's what I was gonna say. I don't know if this is common, but I did get some free swag. Great, Nate.
Oh,
you in particular would, bro. There was just one event sponsored by Canada Goose, and they have all these. You get to the rack, and they're like, "Which one do you like?" And you're like, "I like this one." They're like, "All right, give me your address, give me your size."
They just send you. Canada Goose was a liquor, a vodka.
Oh, you wanted the Grey Goose? Grey Goose? No, Canada, bro. Canada Goose jackets. You know how much these cost?
Wait, they gave you a full winter coat?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
It's like hella. They're like 2,000. They're like crazy.
Yeah. Are you serious? So you have a full winter jacket?
Yeah. And then I also got Sorrel boots.
Oh.
Winter boots, Sorrel.
Hey, I don't know what Sorrel boots are, but let me ask you about that jacket, man. Was it brown? You see what I'm saying?
Why?
Was the coat brown? That's all I got to say.
Yeah, the coat is kind of brown. Why?
A brown like coat, interesting.
Political.
Well, how'd you notice? How did you notice?
Wait, man.
Because
hey, man.
If somebody hands me a product, I'm gonna get my Bain Capital investment scanner out immediately. It's like a when you check for fake diamonds, but it checks for unethical corporate overlords. Holding it up. So yeah, I'm not rocking.
Dude, I'm about
Canada
to get
Goose,
fucking.
Man.
I'm about Ooh, to shit. Get clowned for it. Yeah, yeah. You know me. I am.
Thank you to LG for that tune. In LG. The studio, cooking up the LG dishwasher ending. Diddy.
Dr. Dre and Diddy. Look, it just
Food
needs to be like three
clean.
Notes.
Dishes are clean. Come
yeah, we
get
need
your
a voice.
We
need a vocal track over that shit. Come yeah. get your dishes. They are so clean from the LG technology
team.
Team.
Wow. Cut a hole like in that. This thing. Dishwasher
put
your, glory.
Put it on in.
All right, enough.
How's your dick?
No, enough. I know I started it, but
Is
I'm
it dirty.
But I take it
Is
back.
Is your dick dirty? Oh, no. Let me clean that dick for you.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
This is enough, man. This is... All right. Well, here's what I want to say, if I may. So on the red... How funny is it that on the red carpet, they give you horrifying swag sent straight from the depths of hell of the ruling class? What I'm waiting for and what I'm going to start as soon as my short film comes out, say it with me, the blue carpet. You understand? Where everybody's handed ethically sourced sativa,
carpet.
Everybody's handed fucking bagels with the shit scooped out already so that there's no carbs.
Oh, shit.
Pre-scooped ethical bagels. Motherfucking solar-powered, you know, water picks. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
The blue carpet. Every
and
camera is
clear
fucking,
carpet. You know the glass carpet.
You know what they need to do, by the way? You're talking about that little scanner that checks to see if the diamonds are real and checks to see if the clothing...
Yeah.
It needs to be for if your clothing is made from fast fashion. Mm. Nate, do you know that the kid that you hired for your short... This isn't going to be heard by them, right?
Probably not, but maybe. You never know. Say it, whatever. What are you
basically, he was giving out cards, him and his dad, very sweet people giving out his cards at the end, as a lot of child actors do, is they go and give they have like a little card with their headshot and like what they do on it.
It's a business card.
The DP, it's a business card. They'll give it to like...
He's hustling.
Hella people. Hustle culture. But one of his bullet points was like ethical fashion model, or it was like non-fast fashion. Anti-fast fashion model. So he will model.
Oh, I didn't know that was a category.
But if that shit is made fastly in a fashion way, it's not being worn by him. Okay.
Can it be made speedily but ethically as well? You know what I'm saying?
Can somebody stitch it together? I wanna get a little, if I'm gonna shop at Zara again, which it breaks my heart that I can't shop there every fucking day for all my pieces. I want a note written from the man or woman or child in Jakarta that's making it that says, here's what I had for lunch. Here's what time I showed up. Here's my energy level. This is how much sleep I got. And this is how much I have in savings. And if I read that card and it isn't a 2-hour lunch and started at 10 a.m. and left at 3 p.m. and they don't have a good work-life balance, I'm shredding that shit. I'm not putting that on my body.
I had like sort of a stand-up joke that I never have done, but it's sort of based on this, and it's just like they're banning like porn or OnlyFans in China, and I was like, man, these are the people that deserve to fucking crank it. You know what I'm saying? If they spent fucking 20 hours making laboo-boos all day, like let a bitch crank it, crank one off, please.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, dude? These are the people that deserve to fucking be cranking that shit to some premium porn.
We need to smuggle Riley Reed into the country. And I don't know what we do after that, but change it from the inside. You see what I'm saying?
We need to have like a sphere. What if there was a communal bus zone. You have a sphere in one of them like fucking high tech Chinese cities, and it has like the town, like the whole city gets to watch one porn together, and you can all congregate in sort of the nut gardens.
The Chongqing nut gardens.
Wow.
You're talking about destigmatizing sexual synergy as well.
Exactly, man.
Do not shame. Do not nut and shame.
I encourage you in a communal butt with Will Blunderfield. The Will Blunderfield fucking Shanghai butt nut gardens.
So, okay. Aviation.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Wait, I got to go pee. You guys started the topic for sure.
No. Let's go back.
So, Nate.
I got to check something important.
Favorite type of plane... Tell me now.
A Boeing 736, of course. No,
you
don't
like the
Boeing
737 Maxes?
No, what's the one that had like the door that fell off?
Boeing 37. Wait.
Was it the 737?
It's the Boeing 737 Max 8. Jesus. Wait.
Are planes kind of like...
The accidents and grounding costs cost Boeing an estimated $20 billion in fines and legal fees, and more than $60 billion in from 1,200 canceled orders. Damn. 737 MAX 8. This shit is the death trap.
I mean, it feels like that's like the only plane that, like, what other fucking planes are there? Does Boeing has like a monopoly? What other brands are there? What's like the fucking
Airbus?
Hyundai?
Airbus.
You tell me you've been on an Airbus? I've never been on a fucking Airbus.
Oh, you've definitely been on an Airbus. I bet you, when you went to London, I bet you were on an Airbus. I'm typing in plane brands.
Yeah, we need some new plane brands, dude. We need some Toyota. Honestly, Toyota, get in the fucking aviation industry, please. Because, like... Whatever they're doing with the Highlander, whatever they're doing with the Camry, put that fucking technology, the fucking Toyota Camry technology in the air. Because those things fucking last forever. They're reliable. And I don't know. We just need, because Boeing is what? American?
Boeing's American.
American made.
Yeah.
Interesting. And they're the ones that are going fucking down.
Damn. I'm looking at a chart here. Damn, the Airbus A340-600. Have you ever been in one of these, Nate? The Airbus?
I don't know.
A340-600. This thing is fucking... Because you know when they have the dual turbines on the side? There's like, instead of just... You know how there's just one jet on the side of each wing on like a regular plane?
This has two.
These have two, bro. Wow. And it's two floors. And when you take off in one of these things, you can't even fucking, you can't even really feel it, which is a little bit scary because it's just, I don't understand it. I don't understand how these things take off, bro.
They need to put hydraulics on a plane with rims and shit.
Oh, shit. They need to do something.
Play some West Coast music, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some Ice Cube up on that.
You know what people love flying, flying with me, strangers alike, everybody does. Do you want to know why as well?
Because you know about every plane.
No, because I have figured out a way to counteract turbulence. So when the plane starts shaking, I get up in the aisle and I start doing like the trampoline bounce so that it stays exactly in place. You see what I'm saying? It's going up. I'm going down.
Oh, wow.
So I'm keeping it all level just from my like legs, really from my glutes in the beginning, down. So, yeah, next time you're on a flight, you think, damn, there's no turbulence. Take a look into the aisle and just see if Jack Bensinger wasn't there shaking his
thing around.
What his mom gave him for flight safety. Aviation safety.
Damn. You know about the Dream Lifter, right?
Whoa.
You see that? That's what for carrying airplanes through the sky.
That's for...
Damn.
It carries airplanes?
It carries like a fuselage in the fuselage, an airplane within an airplane.
Right.
I want to get on Air Force One. What type of plane is that?
That's the president's house in the sky, isn't it?
I hope it's a 737 Max 8. You see why.
But didn't Saudi Arabia give him something nice?
Oh, they just hooked it up with a little fat. Maybe they gave him an Airbus. Jack, you've been on an Airbus, right?
I've been on everything by now. I've hella been on an Airbus.
What's the smallest plane you guys have ever been in?
Dude, I'm never getting on a small plane ever in my life.
No, you wouldn't. If I was like, Nate, I got a little adventure for us today, and we flew to Catalina Island, you wouldn't want to come?
I'd be like, thanks, I'm biking there. I'm fucking going. I'll drive, dude. That's an instant fucking death, dude. I'm never getting on a fucking small plane.
You would not. Would you ever get on a plane with propellers?
Hell no. No. Why would you? That's like where all planes that crash are like those types of small little planes. Like, why would I get on one?
I'd do it with you guys.
I would get on one. I'd walk in there and I'd say, everybody, you know, is there any last wishes? I'd film you, say any last things you want to say, and then I'm fucking bouncing. And then I'm going to go cry at a bar for the souls I just lost.
Have you seen the one of that plane that goes down off the coast of Hawaii and they're filming it from the inside?
No.
Good God. Everyone makes it until someone... But someone can't swim back, so they do drown. But
Jesus.
But
what are you guys doing? You guys, all right. So a plane goes down. How long does it take for a plane to go down?
This is what I can't comprehend. It could be like 10 seconds.
10 seconds? I
mean, if you're at cruising altitude and you're plummeting.
If you're listening to this on an airplane right now. Our bad, yo. Our bad.
But as just it's going down,
it's gonna get better. Yeah,
just lock in because this is my flighting. I used to, you know what? I was recently thinking. I'm like, wow, there's way less turbulence now in today's day and age. Because when I was a kid, I was like, the turbulence was nonstop. But actually, I think I'm just chill with turbulence now.
Yeah, I think it's gotten worse.
I've never been on a
climate change.
I've never been on a plane where there was like really bad turbulence. Have you ever been on one where like people are like,
yes,
like somebody could get injured?
I've been on one flight where someone could have gotten injured coming back from.
What happens if you're in the bathroom during that?
You get your shit.
They should have a they should have a seatbelt for the bathroom. That's what I'm saying.
Or they should make the floor sticky as fuck so your feet are glued.
Or they should put a camera in there and make that shit go straight to Johnny Knoxville's hard drive and let him cook. You understand?
Yeah. Wow, yeah, I do.
We were on a Eric, do you remember coming back from Seattle a summer or two ago from doing shows, and there was like pretty over the like mountains, there was like pretty bad turbulence?
Yeah, yes, I think.
And do you remember who was on the flight with us?
Who was on the flight?
If I remember correctly.
Oh, it was
Alex Moffitt.
Alex Moffitt, yeah.
Alex Moffitt, and all I could think was like, man, his, you know, he doesn't know that we know he's on here. He's jiggling around right now, and that was making me laugh.
My favorite is seeing, it's usually older men that don't give a fuck, and they're like reading. They are like doing the crossword.
Yeah.
As it used to be, but now I've kind of gotten to this point. It used to be that I had to have the windows open as we were flying because I needed to like look out and see what's happening. But now if the windows are down, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I would say obviously if you've been listening for a while, you probably know that I've had the clinically horrible refusing to fly flight anxiety. And I definitely think I could run
that
a
you've
racket.
Beaten.
I could I definitely beat it to the point where I think I could do an Andrew Tate style like scam into having classes.
You beat it. Well, I can't. Should we walk everyone through the story really quick? A hype.
No.
Nah.
Not on the. Free
but just
episode.
Know. But just know as inspiration that you can get
that
over.
Jack
fear.
Did do it.
That's what I. That's I joy tactics right there.
One of the first flights, because I didn't trust these fucking airplanes, man. They're too heavy. But one of the first flights I was on after my hiatus was doing a show with, I was opening for Eric Andre, and we flew from New York to, I don't know, fucking, it was like Rhode Island, I think it was. And on the way back, first of all, this is my first time sitting first class, which this is a tiny fucking plane. So first class is like, you're in a chair and everybody else is also kind of in a chair. But that was fucking sick. But I remember on the way back having like a good couple of drinks, and Eric Andre was like, well, this is awesome, man. We're getting in a tiny ass fucking airplane. We're both going to die in this fucking propeller, tiny ass fucking plane from Rhode Island.
Jesus.
It's like storming.
Weren't you faded too? Weren't you like drunk?
Didn't you get faded in the morning?
And then we did a podcast. Yeah. Like,
oh, dude, that's right. And then I came back and I threw up. I threw up on this podcast. Do it from on
like
that
mid
day
podcast
from morning liquor and flight liquor.
I have not had rum since.
Somebody then. On the subreddit is going to be like, "Please, what is the episode of Jack fucking throwing up?"
Muffy, what's going? Does Birdie or Ziggy ever just knock shit down because they need attention?
Oh, yeah. That's classic cat behavior, dude.
Classic cat behavior.
They just be knocking shit down off the off heights.
They like seeing it. Guess what? On the way to Toronto. And by the way, I paid for the ticket myself, wouldn't it? But, or they gave money. Anyways, I upgraded myself to first class.
Okay. Did you really?
Yeah, because there was a red eye and I was like, I need to sleep. And it was way too expensive. It was like money that I don't have. You see what I'm saying? It's truly money I didn't have. And I was like, I guess I'm just going to do it. But it's so night
was
and day.
Was it worth it?
It is so worth it. I mean, if you have that, I don't have that. I can't throw around that kind of cash. But you know what I mean? It's in the future.
But yeah, you don't have kids. You don't have a mortgage. Listen, if you don't have kids and you don't have a mortgage, make some decisions. Make some calls. Put it on black. You're fine. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, put it on black. But you get treated better. Your luggage comes out first. You get access to the damn lounge, which is a major changer.
a lounge? What are you? What
the Air Canada Maple Lounge. Yeah.
I was in there. The airport.
In the airport, bro. Free ass food, free liquor. Literally, bro. This is my. They have bottles of liquor that you just pour up yourself.
Self serve.
That's right.
Self serve liquor.
That's right.
Fuck.
Scotch. Tequila.
Damn.
No, you want to know
you can just sneak into those things.
Wow, how?
Here's how you really
just
make the most
you just walk in.
You can't walk in. They're very strict.
Nah. Every time I walk past one of them, I'm like, oh, I could get in here.
Nah, you can't, dude. They'll take your ass out. What are you going to say,
Jack? That's what you're wearing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, instead of spending money to go across the country, why not make money? What I'm saying is...
Become a pilot?
No. What I'm saying is, why don't you make a 17-day long vlog series? Yo, I'm going to TIFF. I'm taking the motherfucking Greyhound from Los Angeles to Toronto. Come with me as I give you updates every step of the way and see what it's like to be a non-struggling actor in today's Hollywood.
Non-struggling actor. Non-struggling.
Guys, just to let you know, I'm not struggling. I'm good. I am acting. I'm not struggling anymore.
Man. You know what has been a bit funny is I'm getting some shout outs mostly on Facebook for my relatives about
oh, the dude. Are people coming out the woodwork? Have you had people come out the woodwork?
I've had a couple childhood neighbors reach out. Oh,
that's awesome,
dude. Yeah, yeah.
That's got to feel good, you know?
And then I had a friend reach out, my childhood friend. I don't want to dox. I've shown you guys him before. Grew up with him. He's been been doing acting in Los Angeles. Does this ring a bell?
Yeah.
And he reached out. I think that he reached out to my old Instagram, so I don't know if he knows what I'm up to now. But I can feel that the reach out is about like getting me involved in a mid-level marketing scenario. And he lives in LA as well, and I'm 100,000% meeting up with him.
Wow.
So I'll let you guys know.
Let us know what the let us know what the drop shipping.
Can you type in the chat who it is? Oh my god.
Just to clarify, I've seen this person's reel, correct? Yeah.
That's right.
No idea who that is.
Oh, Nate, you don't know who this is? Let me link it to you.
No idea. Well, are you there's probably some bullies that you had in high school that are probably seeing these advertisements. And
well, they wouldn't be seeing anything from the advertisements. They left me out of the promos.
I want to say something, dude. Of course I left you out of the fucking promo. That's like showing the end of The Sopranos before even watching the
series. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's like,
you can't spoil a character. It's like putting the Pan's Labyrinth monster in the trailer.
Oh, this dude.
Yes.
Oh,
I know.
My
we're meeting
God.
Up. I know. We're meeting up. We're meeting up.
Relax. This is.
I know. I'm excited.
Make some noise out there. If you're listening to the podcast, make some noise if you remember some interesting people from your childhood.
Right.
I can't wait to meet him. But no, I asked them to not put me in that shit because I didn't want to take attention from the main characters.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen it, Eric is like the Michael Scott of this new.
Yeah, essentially, series, does which end is up weird that he's sort of around my guy, like in a major way. And what they're teeing up for season, I'll just say this: by season 17, it's gonna be fucking yeah. Let's just say it's gonna be maybe they pass the reins over to my guy.
Your play is to be the Andy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But man, people are loving it, dude.
Should we interview you for a second now that the show's out? What are we
doing? Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, people are absolutely. People are loving the new show. Honestly, I'm seeing a lot of reviews of it.
It's been
The response is really good. Like it's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. So I've got a couple I've got some questions here. This is we have Eric Rahill here, actor, plays Travis Beanlein.
Yeah, Travis Beanling. That's right. That's right.
Beanling, right. From the new Office spinoff paper. I have some questions here. All right.
Oh, I have some good.
And then I would imagine there's an okay. NBC. There's an NBC email from NBC here. It's Peacock NBC or whatever. It says which questions we're allowed to ask and which ones we're not.
Right. Just yeah, there are some major off limits yeah. ones, and if you guys cross the line, I'm getting off of this fucking shit.
Yeah. It actually says there's actually no questions that we could ask. We looked at they actually crossed off every question that we had, and they sent a picture of them holding a gun at the.
Well, but it's been nice camera. To share some space with you guys and chat with you guys.
Yeah. And we're so sorry for sharing this. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
I have a question.
What is it, Nate?
Was there anything from the, because you were also a writer on that.
That's right.
And was there anything that didn't make it into the show that you were like, that's a fun, I don't know, behind the scenes, like you're like, man, this almost did, but everyone was jacked about it and it didn't make it for some reason.
To think about
an episode idea or.
And you could lie, by the way.
You know, it's.
I don't fully make it up.
We're going back and writing the second season right now, and a lot of the stuff that we didn't end up putting in the first season might go in the second one. So I don't know if I can answer that. But there is I can say there's a scene that I have in episode 8 with Tim Key where we're in a boat. And that was really fun too. I love Tim so much and he's so funny. And that was a much longer scene when we first filmed it. And there were some funny parts up in there. But what was funny about that scene, this is just, I'll give you one behind the scenes exclusive scoop.
Please.
Basically, that was filmed on the Universal Studios lot. And they put us in this little rowboat. And the guy, like my favorite people to interact with are like the stunt coordinators and like, you know, I wouldn't call it special effects, but there was like a boat guy that was there. Mm-hmm. And then they have like rescue divers like on the side in case someone falls out and drowns in this 4 foot deep pond.
They don't normally have that, by the way. They were just scared that you're.
Well, like, because they saw how reckless I was with shit early on. And one of the guys goes like, the stunt guy's like, hey, if you fall out, it's no big deal. Just whatever you do, do not open your eyes in this water. Because they were like, they started telling the story about Audrey Hepburn opening her eyes in the water for a scene in the Roman Holiday. You guys remember that movie?
No.
Roman Holiday.
Yeah. What's in the water?
Audrey Hepburn. Basically, they were like, when she opened her eyes in this like studio lot water, wherever they filmed that, there were parasites in the water that got into her eyeballs and they couldn't. Oh. She had them for the rest of her life, like swimming around in her eyes.
No. Oh.
And maybe this is just a story they tell people to not open their eyes, but they seemed legitimately like, do not. But that pond is also where they filmed the creature from the Black Lagoon. Do you guys know this movie?
Yes.
Yeah, The Creature from the Black Lagoon, 1954 movie. The Black Lagoon was where.
So you're also giving tours of the. You're one of the first people that gives tours, and that's how you got on the show, right?
Is
that
I was a writer first. They didn't like my vibe. They didn't like anything I was pitching, but they liked me as a character. So when I wasn't filming, I would have to get on the little buses and not have to. I got to get on the buses. And show the ship in the Back to the Future. That was also such a fun part of the show was we could get on golf carts and just drive around. You could follow the buses around.
What are the major things in that lot? Like, what are people, like, what are the guides showing people?
What's his name from Psycho?
Rockwell. Oh, Bates.
Norman Bates' house Psycho. And they have a Norman, basically for the tour, they have like a Norman Bates that's like in the house all day with a knife. And every time a tram comes through, he has to chase the tram down with a knife. And, but then if you go by and you're just in a golf cart, it's just a guy standing there like this, like waiting for his moment. And it was much scarier. When I was there, they had the plane the plane crash from Lost. The plane crash.
Sorry, I thought you wanted us, or we didn't react as
I big, thought you were just swallowing or something for a while.
They had the Jurassic Park.
I thought
Park.
Of just back to the Bates thing. I thought of an Austin Powers joke that could be, you know, if they ever want to revive Austin Powers and kind of mix in sort of a Alfred Hitchcock, you know, what style joke in there. You have Norman Bates, and he goes through like a karate class, and he becomes, you know, a black belt. And then they finally say, like, my name's not Norman, it's Master Bates.
Master, bro.
Pitch that to the new screen.
Perfect movie. Austin movie. Powers name joke.
That is.
I've on a hump a lot. I've on a hump a lot, and Master Bates.
Damn, that's fucking good.
Yeah, I got. I dude, I can do this shit with names all fucking day, man. Turn them into sexual innuendos.
Is there anything you guys else that you guys want to know?
Was there any drama on set? Was there
0.0
any drama?
0 drama. Pure. Pure. No, it was pretty chill. It really was. It was chill. Totally chill. Great cast. Great group of writers. Greg Daniels, Michael Coman.
Oh, the dude, monsters. I listened to the Conan podcast with Greg.
Oh, with Greg?
And they said this hilarious story about them when they were, like, both living together.
Yeah.
Like, when they moved to Los Angeles. And they, like, has he told you the story of when they went to this island in Canada to, like...
No.
They were, like... It's a really funny episode, but they're like, oh, like when we were writing for this new show, when we were in LA, like all of our friends would like get on boats on the weekend and do like fun shit. And then they were like, they got this newspaper that said like, we're unveiling the new Xerox machine in Canada. And they they like flew up to Canada to like see this like Xerox unveiling of this machine on the weekend. And then they got there like too late, and they were just obsessed with this soap opera that was playing in Canada. And they promised each other, we won't leave Canada until we shake this actor's hand. So they like went to the filming of it, and then they like basically stalked this guy and like went to this island, and they're knocking on doors, and he's like a very small role on the show. And they like found the guy's house on the island and like shook his hand and like barely made it back. But they said that Ari Emanuel called up Conan and was like, heard about this story and was like, this is a movie, we have to make this as a movie.
Oh my god,
I'm just like retelling the exact
Was Ari Emanuel WME?
Yep, I think he founded it.
Oh shit. Oops.
Yeah,
well, I just want to say that story sounds like bullying. I don't think it's funny to harass somebody like that, belittle their career, and make a little joke out of honoring, shaking somebody's hand out of a respectful thing. So that's cute. That's cute. That's very, very cool.
You're sensitive, bro.
I'm not sensitive. I'm just. I'm the people's hero that a lot of people are afraid of. By the way, Eric.
Yeah.
I'm noticing that you didn't even notice that I put an outfit on to look exactly like you over the last 10 minutes.
Oh. Dude, I'm looking at like Mr. Smith right now, the podcasting Mr. Smith.
Yeah, we're being slowly taken over, Nate. I did notice, Jack. But I wanted to give you space to bring it up yourself.
Well, sometimes.
You look great.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. I realize you're wearing a short
sleeve.
We need
an outfit. Do you think the podcasting would change if we came to work like in a suit? You know what I'm saying? Don't you think that affects like productivity?
You have this thing about suits, about going to the diner dressed in a suit, typing up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I, to be fair, I only did that maybe 2 times. All right.
But did it help?
And I need to do it again. Yeah, it did actually. I need to do that more. Honestly.
So you put yourself in this. Did you? Walk us through the idea,
all
because
right.
I might
all
need
right,
it.
I will. So I was feeling a little like, you know, in a rut maybe with something I was working on, I was writing. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to put on a suit and go to IHOP at 10:30 p.m. and I'm just going to bang this out. And I went with my fucking laptop stand. You know, you get the unlimited coffee there, although I was getting decaf because I don't want to stay up all night. Mm-hmm. Sat in a booth, got my fucking, you know, whatever Grand Slam. I know that's Denny's, but whatever, the IHOP version of that. Mm. Got a fucking big fucking breakfast at 10:30 p.m.
Damn.
Banged that fucking shit out. There's nobody in the IHOP. Nobody's judging you. They're just like, oh, there's a guy in a suit there, you know? And there's nothing like being in a suit, drinking a cup of coffee in a fucking booth diner. You just feel like there's some sort of creative spirit that aligns in there.
Jack.
Jack's going through the third outfit change.
Oh, he's doing Nate. He's doing Nate.
Oh, shit.
I didn't want you to feel left out.
Is this what you, when you went to the bathroom, is this what you did?
No, that was a real pee.
Oh, okay. How long was it?
It really long.
No, the dick, man.
That was average. That,
damn.
That's by the way, if you are a Patreon member, we are just saying the size and girth of our penis.
At the beginning of every...
It's only $5 a month to know that information, but you ain't going to get that for free. Tell you that much. Nope. You got to pay for that shit to know the size and girth of my shit and Eric's shit. And
are there any other dimensions, by the way?
No, it's just girth and length. That's girth, it.
Size, width. So length, width, and then Z. I don't understand. How is this not making sense? There's length.
No, it's just, I mean, you want to get like 5D with it, the dimension.
I guess
because we're in a three-dimensional reality. All right. So those are the parameters for which we measure
things. I apologize for my confusion.
What is your guys' strategy for I'm going to give you three different lengths of time. A 2-hour flight, a 6-hour flight, and a 10-hour flight. What are you doing? Because I treat those very differently in terms of how I'm spending my time and what I'm up to.
And 10 are the same to me. Anything above really? 5 is the same. And you just need to repeat this method over and over.
What is it?
And it is find the longest movie that you could possibly watch.
Mm.
Pick out those movies that are over 3 hours in length that you would never watch at home because they're too long.
And just watch.
Download, like, if it's 10 hours, download 2 of them, 3 of them.
Are you going second screen for that? Are you playing a tower defense game while you watch
hell
it?
Hell no. I'm locked in, dude.
Shit.
You're dry humping.
Yeah.
Dry humping the movies with your mind.
Yeah. Download those. Download off of Pirate Bay. Get it on your laptop. All right.
Three and a half. Gone with the Wind. What else is
this? Can I bemoan something really quick? Can I bemoan something? I want to bemoan the cheapness of the internet recently because T-Mobile has this thing. If you're T-Mobile, you can get at least like an hour free and you get 4 free full flight internet sessions a year. Yeah, that's
right. You're kidding. Off of what
airline?
Like
Delta, and they have maybe an American. T-Mobile does it too, but. My thing is airplanes were, there was a moment where they were great, where it truly disconnected you from the world. You could look through your pictures on your phone. You could play a phone game. You could watch movies. You could play a handheld device. You know what I'm saying? It was a nice time where you were isolated from cyberspace.
You could practice blackjack on the chair in front of you a lot of times on that screen.
That's right. But now it's so fucking cheap. Like, there's something so pathetic. Like, yesterday I was on the flight. I had internet the whole time because it was $5. Air Canada, $5 for a full flight of high-speed internet. And I was just watching TikTok.
Oh, that's no good. You're not appreciating what's happening to you.
I know. It's cursed.
Here's the hack, dude. You get in, all right, I'm thinking of this as I go, but if you don't want to buy, if you want to save money on the flight, all right, before you get on the flight, you close your eyes and put in your earplug so you can't hear or see this. Screen record 4 hours of you scrolling on TikTok, all right? And then you got internet, basically.
Damn.
So yeah, just save you $5.
They're ending, the videos are ending so fast because you just...
Wow.
Damn. And once again, creative solutions
that's what are being
suppressed so often. It's so refreshing to hear your shit on this.
Can I say I've never gotten Wi-Fi one single time on a flight?
What?
And I'm flying a lot. Never. Not one single time.
That checks out.
Because I like the fact that you're unplugged for those hours.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. And I also like landing, turning off airplane mode. Bing, 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 ding, ding. Bzz, 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 bzz. Where have you been? I miss you. You're looking good lately. You know
now,
what
you
mean?
Guys, you know that my digital ass is completely the opposite. Because for me, I'm like, you know, it's almost like taboo and naughty to get away with all the things that I'm not like that, but like, ooh, I'm in the sky and I'm going really fast and I'm fucking, you know, texting somebody or killing a fucking rock crab on RuneScape or some shit. Like, to me, it's like, whoa, this is, it's almost, it's like not bringing a drug into school, but it's like bringing something interesting to school that shouldn't be there. Like my ordinary mundane things feel elevated because they are literally
in the sky.
Elevated.
Very interesting.
Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that.
That's very interesting.
Here's an idea, and Eric, I think this is what you could do now that you're flying Delta One.
Ziggy!
Never. Nate's cat is here.
Has Ziggy ever made an appearance?
I've never seen Ziggy.
She never like comes up.
She's so sweet.
Look at the camera. Smile.
Ziggy.
Aw. Here's an idea for Eric. For the Delta One, I'm saying we get a spin of Subway Takes that's called Delta One Wishes. And Eric, you fucking crawl over into fucking Maggie Gyllenhaal's pod up over the fence. Hey, what's up? I'm doing a series. If I could bug you for 1 second, it's not even bugging. It's networking. Mm-hmm. If you have ever anything to promote, you could do it. But basically, I ask people what's their one wish in the Delta One thing.
Yeah.
And then I tell you whether I agree, I wish that too, or whether I curse it. You know what I'm saying?
And then we do a fucking 4-ounce shot of brandy.
Mm.
What if you started every fucking one of these interview shows, 4-ounce fucking swig of brandy?
Drunk history.
Damn it, Manus had a good idea that he told me in Toronto. He was like, you should do a Hot Ones thing where it's just like 10 levels of Zen. The first one's like the 1.5 athletic nicotine. Second one's a 3, third one's a 6. You see what I'm saying? They go up to 9, go all the way up to 150. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Until you have a panic attack.
Yeah, I was doing, you know, Zen is illegal in Toronto and Canada.
Not surprised.
Or not illegal, but just not sold.
Wow.
But some guy had a smoke shop.
You're fucking kidding me.
I got them, but he pulled them out of a bag and was like looking kind of shifty.
So you can't even get them through into the country. Like if you're flying with them,
I'm sure you can. I don't know. I just think they're not sold. I think they're sold under a different name. Like there's another name, but someone told me like you have to know the exact name. You can't be like, what's your version of Zen?
The fuck?
I don't know.
Well, you could call the Zen talk show putting on the pressure. And have them wear a blood pressure cuff, and you see their blood pressure go up and up as they take higher and higher doses of nicotine.
Zen can affect your blood pressure. That's not scientifically possible.
Well, that's what I would have to say if I was in Congress.
What's that?
Oh,
what is that?
Rare flavor alert: cucumber, what? Lime.
Shit, it's delicious.
Yeah, you probably don't recognize that language, do you?
Let me identify.
Cucumber.
Why is your camera so fucking blurry, Nate? It's English. Oh, no, it's not. Nicotine. Som. I can't fucking see. Damn, that's a lot of letters.
You should do that thing where they like identify things within seconds and show you like different languages. And you're like Swedish, German.
Was that, you know, an idea for like a dinner party?
It's for dinner content, party.
Bro. Oh, content.
The best is when, have you seen that guy who's like, who will, this is so ADHD. This is like a fucking ADHD podcast right now. Eric just shot the shot the camera for no reason. Jack's changing outfits every 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. No, have you seen that dude who like who like there's just a picture of a porn star and he identifies them within
like rapidly
0.003 seconds. He's like Riley Reid. Psh, fucking
I truly cannot. I'm not hiding anything. I don't know porn stars. You know what I'm saying? Some people do. Like right. Danny knows like every name.
Doxed.
I mean, if you, it's crazy to jack off to somebody you don't even know their name. You know what I'm saying? Like you should, well, you should be able to know somebody's name if you're busting a nut to them. You should be able to know that both people in there and the fucking director. Mm, yo, I just busted a nut to something that you fucking shot.
Right.
How dare I not know the name of these people?
Right, 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 right. But that's not to say that you should, that, yeah.
You just bust into a stranger?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not right.
Yeah. You're not saying you bust into people you know.
I'm just saying, out of respect, throughout history, if you're if somebody's making you nut, you're gonna know their name at the very least.
What about before names? Remember, that's by the way, that is the movie that we need to write. It is a caveman rom com called Before Names, and this is before anyone.
It ends with somebody getting the first name.
Right, the first name is given out to the child after the mom dies in childbirth.
Well, what's the first name, everybody? One.
I was giving it. You didn't hear it.
Morgan and I are
Heineken Zero.
Heineken Zero is 0.0%.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's now,
sponsors.
To the sponsors. The sponsors of this podcast, Joy. Now,
oh yeah,
what gave you guys joy this week?
Can I go first?
Yes.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jack Bensinger. What I'd like to report is that this weekend I went to the Brimfield Antique Mall, the oldest and most wide and long antique mall that I know about in the country. And that was fun. My girlfriend, it was too hot. I think everybody was like passing out. It was really actually kind of fucked up. But hey, on the way back, I stopped at a rest stop in Connecticut. And guess what? I won a claw machine. I won a Labubu out of a claw machine.
The claw.
So
a real kinda, one? A real Labubu?
It's a real one, dude. It was in a government sponsored gas station or a rest stop. So how could it be? How could they have crime, criminal machines inside of there? So, yeah, that's all. But it's good to see y'all.
Incredible.
Okay, I'll go. My joy clearly was Maddie's Secret, John Early's directorial debut, that which he wrote and starred in as Maddie, and I play the husband, whose name is Jake. And I hadn't seen it before. Nate's in it as well. In a really funny role. Nate, it was, you were, I said it before the podcast, you were kind of crushing it. You have like a few hard laugh lines. Just put it that way for you.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And our chemistry, bro, is off the charts. But the movie's so fun. It was so fun. I'd never been to a film festival like that. I guess South by Southwest, but I don't know. I'd never been like a bigger part in one of these things. And it was fun. Being carted around town and the cast is so great. It was fun hanging out.
Did you see any celebrities? That's what I forgot.
I saw actually hella.
Who?
I was in the same room, one group over from Willem Dafoe.
Oh.
From Elle Fanning. I actually bumped into Sean Astin from The Lord of the Rings, Samwise Gamgee. Dude. Who else? Yeah. It's almost endless.
Wow.
Charlie XCX was in town.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, by the way, I want to say, John Early, I noticed you didn't put me in the fucking movie, man. And I see what you're trying to do to the Joy Tactics family, dude. Not fucking cool. Not fucking cool.
We're a package.
Fuck you. I saw the movie. It's amazing.
No, trust me. He got an earful for me when I was faded off of nine tequila sodas.
Yeah, he'll pay for
when
that.
When they hired me for the bear, you guys don't know this, but I was like, you got to hire Jack and Eric too. So I
wow.
You stood up.
I've Stand withheld up. That information until now, but I was like, I'm not doing this unless my fucking boys are in this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and Nate are in the paper, by the way. It's we're doing, you know, where you like get painted exactly the way the background looks so that if you look really closely, you can see the outlines of our
we got paid bodies. Good. We got paid. Yeah.
They couldn't spray paint Nate's pubes white enough so he got fired because he wouldn't shave them. Okay, Nate, we'll give you joy, man.
Well, dude, I'm trying to think, dude. I got some cereal, and it was like cereal. Some sugar, some like kind of sugary cereal, which I typically don't.
What kind
buy.
Of cereal?
It's like some from Trader Joe's, but I Puffin? Usually get that health. It's kind of like a Fruit Loops like dupe, kind of like Trader Joe's version of Fruit Loops, and I usually will get like the. Busted like granola, you know, healthy cereal. But I was like, fuck it, man. I'm going to try and get some of this sugary shit.
Dude,
delicious.
My Absolutely take is delicious. You might as well because that granola cereal, it's also got, I'll put it this way, it's also got
sugar.
I
know. It's also carbs. That's what I was thinking. And I actually compared the sugar of two different ones where I was like, this one is branded as, you know, a healthy, flaky.
Right.
Sort of cereal with nuts in it. And I was like, all right, this pretty much has like the same amount of sugar in it. So totally. Why not? Why fuck it. Not?
What, Nate, what kind of milk?
I did get almond milk with that.
Can I say, go back to cow? You're not, you're going to be,
know.
Go back to cow. It's a whole.
I
should have.
I honestly regret my decision of getting the almond milk, but.
I'm on the whole milk train. Whole ass creamy milk.
Well,
all right, that's airplanes.
That's airplanes.
That's aviation.
Aviation. Okay. See you guys. See ya.
Just thought of a good bit, but yeah, that's it.
Oh, shit. Well, dude, save it, save it, save it.
All right.
Okay. Later.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.